in the meeting from 8. Second.
Well, has everybody had time to look over the treasurer's report? You might notice that some of the figures don't add up. I guess that's my fault. I'll take full blame. There's an omission between the 20th February balance of $140.08, and when I sent the check to Gene Baker for the hog, chicken bog, and other food for $250. Obviously, you can't get $250 out of $140. I'm pretty creative, but that wouldn't have worked. The omission there would be on the 23rd of February, I deposited the collection from the kitty. That meeting was $160.56, plus I took up a $15.89 out of petty cash. And that made that deposit, I had it down there a minute ago, $176.45, what I put in the bank. So we could meet our bills. And then all those figures got right, with the except for that amendment. If you choose to forgive me, if not, meet me outside the tar heaven. After going over that, let me go over our March report. The check-in on the 19th of March, balancing account, $23.45. 22nd of March, I deposited the meeting's kitty, which was $165. 22nd of March, I deposited three members' dues, or $60. 13th of April, I deposited our Falcon insurance refund, which came back to us $451 to the good.
And I want to reiterate on that, that those that weren't at the last meeting, and those that were, we stayed after with the Shaws, had lunch with them. They gave us, said, go ahead and cancel the insurance. And that Monday we did, and we had a rebate on that insurance. So they were perfectly, those folks have been awesome in wanting to work things out, and they were in agreement with it. It was really a worthless policy.
Plus, I'd like to add, before the meeting's minutes got turned off that day, you could hear Shirley saying that she agreed with it also prior to that. So it should be on the recording for last month.
That helped transfuse. Gets a nice transfusion there.
Yeah, so maybe we can afford to keep our workshop, and it paid up anyway the rest of this year.
Yeah, the rest of this.
On the 14th of April, I paid our Ori electric bill of $31.42. 14th of April, Office Depot, we picked up some rubber bands and markers for our fly-in project of packaging up magazines. The rubber bands and the markers came to $16.18. And then on the same day, I went to Harbor Freight and picked up some safety vests for us to be visible when we're on the field directing traffic in on our 30th of April fly-in here at the airport and others. Came to $30.20. Mind you, we looked hard. That was the second place Bill and I went to try to find the cheapest ones available. And so that leaves us on the 16th of April. The balance on deposit and check-in will be $621.65. As for petty cash, 19th of March, cash on hand, we started out with a $5 bill. 22nd of March, I transferred meat and kitty amount of $165 had been collected in petty cash, was transferred to check-in. And that leaves us on the 16th of April, cash on hand, still got a crisp $5 bill, so we're doing pretty good.
Is that it?
That's it.
Thank you. Any objections to that? Any questions about it? All right, Sam, there it is. I'd like to introduce somebody at the moment. He's a busy fella, and he found time to stop by and see us. His name is Doug Floyd. He's one of the tenants here. And it started off at Doug... absolutely. These are...
Dr. Beth, Coleman, Shane, Nate, Maureen, and Josh. This is our similar, about half of our similar...
Oh, well, welcome aboard.
And
glad to have you.
Since we're out here doing a service project, cleaning up the airport.
And if they're cleaning, they're doing it as a Eagle project for for the upcoming fly-in,
yes,
plus
sir.
Working in conjunction with that, I guess.
Yes, sir, that's right.
All right. Well, Doug here has been flying for a long time, and I would assume. But he came up, I think, was from Savannah.
Yes.
And works here in Myrtle Beach now, and he's one of the tenants here. And he wanted to have a hangar party this year here at Conway just to bring pilots in from everywhere. And the tenants here decided they'd do it, supply free food to everybody and that. Well, it's evolved.
Now, we turned into a full-blown fly-in. We would have them in Savannah. We've got 300-400 people, probably 40-50 planes come in. What we wanted, the goal of it is to draw attention to the airport and the community and promote general aviation. A lot of people out there that want to fly, they don't even know the airport's here. It's a wonderful facility, a lot of CFIs that want to train. We got the flight school coming in. I don't know if anybody knows about the A&P school that was recruiting yesterday, Thursday and yesterday at Myrtle Beach. PIA has their flight school. I mean, their A&P program. Working with Orient Tech. I was at that meeting with Coleman last Thursday evening. But the fly-in is general public welcome. People don't know a thing about airplanes. They just want to come ahead and see what one is. We've got Don Godwin at the paving company is going to open up his Taj Mahal hangar at the very end. And Mr. Al Allen, he's also a county councilman, is going to pull all his ag planes out and talk about mosquito spraying. I think the mosquito authority is going to come. Henry is the on-field mechanic. He's going to open up some planes and kind of explain to the kids where the solar power plant inside the plane. And we're just going to see what happens. CIA is having their ribbon cutting. The helicopter, the Medlift, is going to be out here demonstrating.
I think we have a brand new one coming in from McIntyre National Guard. They're supposed to be a brand new helicopter in for display too, I believe. And who knows what else.
That's just wide open. Food's going to be here as long as it lasts.
And I didn't want to put it in my emails out to everybody, but after those that have worked it and taken place out here on the tarmac to make this thing flow as smooth as we can for the first time, there'll be a separate meeting in the, what do you call it, the Taj Mahal hangar down there,
I believe. I don't know if it's going to be right after.
Well,
we don't know how long this thing's going to last.
Right. And after cleanup, everybody that's worked that's invited to stay, and we'll have our own picnic and get together there. So, I want to reiterate to you, you see Mike quite often that, or at least talk to him, but we really appreciate the opportunity to come back. This is our grassroots, and we really appreciate the opportunity to come back to it.
Well, we've got a lot of Young Eagles sitting here.
And there you go.
Heavy into the Young Eagle program.
That's wonderful, because we have not been in a position to have a Young Eagle program.
Well, let's get them started. Cole and I are both EA members. So,
all right.
Look forward to getting more into that.
Very good.
All right.
Appreciate your time, Doug.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Be seeing you. Take care.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for your help.
Yes, sir. Good flying.
So as you can see, with kind of a positive note, I think. I don't know how many here know Mike Marlowe. Several of us do. Mike is really hot to trot on us coming back with him. We certainly appreciate that. He wants to see this place prosper, and also general aviation, and he loves light sport. He knows that the future is in light sport if we're going to keep general aviation. we don't keep late sport or get late sport going to the younger generation, we won't be fine. We'll be searched every time we want to go flying.
Along those lines, while we're down in Southern Fun, I grabbed a bunch of sport aviation. I grabbed a stack of them.
Well, that's interesting that you should say that. Let me know. Normally, I start the meeting off with a little quote, and I failed to do that this time because I was eating. Please forgive me. So, we've had our mix of optimists and pessimists in our midst, and everybody does, and that's good because it says both optimists and pessimists contribute to the society. The optimists invent the airplane, the pessimists the parachute. There you have my little quote for today. Unfortunately, it wasn't my quote. I have to hunt these things up. One other thing about flying, now that we're on a flying thing, if helicopters are so safe, because Carl's not here, if helicopters are so safe, how come there are no vintage classic helicopter fly-ins? Now, rest my case. But really, our new business, I guess, now that we spoke about the fly-in, that fly-in is also going to require some of us to volunteer. There's going to be a county employee from the airports as the ramp marshal that will be in charge of the overall operation on the ramp. They would like some of us to volunteer for directing the traffic in and getting them parked. And what we're going to do, there's a midfield and entrance from the taxiway in the field, or the strip, to this direction towards the fuel, and that's where we're going to park everything. Unless we become overwhelmed, and then we'll start tucking them down wherever we have to tuck them. And, of course, everything's dependent upon weather. Everybody knows that. But there'll be, I'm trying to chase down our banner that we had at Lumberton. We're having trouble finding that. We might have to have one made up in a hurry. I have a tent, a 10x10 collapsible tent that's not been destroyed. So we're covered. And then we have to have a table. My concern is some postcard handouts of some sort with the EAA logo on it. If we could just get one, I'll go up and get them printed somewhere or something to have there on our table. And in conjunction with that, we're getting late in the school year, and I haven't been able to catch up with Joe because life's been crazy. But we have 25 packets of magazines, 13 magazines to a packet of all various types that we can hand out, but I need stickers for them all. We need about 300 stickers printed up to put on each one of those magazines, and something along like you had suggested, compliments of EAA 1167, pass it on to a buddy, something like that. If necessary, maybe we could take half of that amount. We can have them on our table. If it's teenagers that are interested, we want to go for number one is high school age or up. I would really like to get them to, and they'll pass them on.
But we'll take retirees if they want to come on.
That's right. In fact, we're supposed to be flying, working towards an Eagle program to fly people, adults. And get adults interested too. That's from Oshkosh, not just young Eagles.
A special person that does print. I mean,
no.
You might try printing by design.
Yeah, I've tried them. I've tried everybody. I generally have the Chinese do it now, but I ain't got enough time this time.
That's right. You can't fly one
over. So, I don't know who could be here or at this state point in the game. It is getting pretty close to the 30th. And,
well, if you're just looking for labels, I can do labels. All I do is buy the daggone label form.
Yeah. So that would be awesome. Question. We have 300 magazines in the back of my station wagon out there that needs to have labels on them before we can hand them out.
They don't allow new labels, do they?
I was going to put it on every magazine.
You're just going to do every one.
Absolutely. And maybe even put it on there. We meet third Saturday every month.
How about just put the website up?
Yeah, that would work. That would work. That would work best. I'm glad somebody's here thinking.
Yeah. Check for the website.
Not Woodburn, what do you think?
Like that.
You put it on there, they're going to
want it. So we're talking about a few of us. Probably won't be any more, 2-3 people at any one given time out here where we can pass an aircraft on to the next guy, get them parked, that kind of thing. But we're going to need, it's a 4-hour event from 11 to 3. No one needs to be standing out there that long, so we're going to have to find somebody in our group that can rotate or whatever. Most of us are blind, crippled, and crazy or something in somewhere, and we can't stand that long.
Who do we see? When we come out here.
When we come out here, who do we see?
Yeah, I mean, where do we go? It's going to be a lot of confusion that day.
We're going to have to get here early on the 30th, and it will be the ramp marshal on that. It will be a Horry County employee from Myrtle Beach. Mike Marlowe's right-hand man will be here. Mike will probably be here, too. But Mike's right-hand man is going to be the one instructing us on the ramp.
Yeah, where will we go?
Right into here.
Into here.
This is it. And a guy at the desk, we're supposed to be in another hangar, we'll be told. I haven't had any more communication from Mike. I know we have another meeting coming up. The last one was very productive. I sent anybody that gets emails, I sent a complete copy of what happened at the last meeting. I don't know who all got it, but
I forwarded it to David. Did you get it?
I thought it was pretty great. It's first time shot at it, they say. Of course, on the 30th, I think Suffolk, Virginia is going on. That's a big event. Fortunately, we're far enough away from them. I think gas prices have a lot of people changing their plans on where they're going. I would have liked to go on to Suffolk, but I'm coming to Conway. It's a lot closer. As far as the flying, that's the most I have on it right now. We lack handouts of some sort. I know we can get a table. I know we have a tent. We can pull the banner off. So it comes down to volunteers. We have the vest, and we're going to have the sticks. I'm repainting them in fluorescent orange. So we can just pass the planes on, get them parked out of the way. And then there might be some others to wander around. Even if it's wearing a vest, we have several vests now. Even if you're not parking aircraft, the authorities here in Horry County want people to be able to see people's aircraft, and therefore we need to be watching out for people's aircraft. Kids not climbing on wheel pants, what have you. But the normal things you would normally do, but if you're wearing a vest or something, or even if you're not wearing a vest, if you're an adult, you've got the authority to tell, don't do that. But they want to try to interest the younger people in this. Mike is real intent on trying to keep younger people involved, and he says you can't block them away from it, or they're not going to become interested in it. Some of them need to walk up and touch something. They have eyes in their hands. And as long as they're not doing any damage. And
somewhere along the line, it seems like they could get a hold of the FAO, Joe, on the board, to let all the schools know.
Well, I can email him as soon as I get home. I've got to make contact with Mike also.
I'm sure they got newsletters and announcements and all that in the school district.
Yeah, if nothing else, he might be able to announce it. I'm sure him and that, well, yeah, Joe and Alan, they were handling each other.
And, too, do we have any of that EAA promo stuff left over from the last Ryan? You know, where they give us pencils and stuff. It was in some boxes. Yeah, there were some buttons.
Didn't make it. I don't think the buttons made it. Unless they're in their bucket. I'll take a look if they did, and I'll be out there.
I think we had a few boxes of left, I think, with all different kinds of
type
stuff. I think we did.
The only thing I found was the buttons.
I went upstairs and crawled around on my knees up there and didn't find anything.
There was a few pencils. We used them in the building.
Well, that's it. Maybe we could put up an application sheet for us and for the EAA. I don't know, or at least the information. Again, the website is the best. The website now with even Oshkosh is the best way to direct everybody to the websites.
But you might get somebody
right there.
Right there who wants to donate $20 or something like that.
Now, there's still time to get an EAA banner if we wanted to. And they're $24.95. There's still time to get one sent here from Oshkosh. I saved it on my laptop, the site where you get these things. There's also something called Prop. Have we noticed those?
You know, today's the 16th. You sure about that?
Yeah, if it's expedited mail, I could get it. I'm sure even should be able to get it in ground.
Well, the same people that does that on the same sheet even.
Yes.
Okay, where you do the check, you can check for pencils, brochures,
right.
Pamphlets, handouts, and all that stuff's free.
All that stuff's free.
The only thing you got to pay for is the banner.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so if you're going to do that, check all them other things too.
That has your EAA, I believe, with chapter number on it.
Special print.
And they call it something prop flip art or something like that it's called.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is that the one where you put on people's props?
I'm not sure.
Oh, no. We did that before too, a long time ago at Lumberton, but we didn't have any airplanes really to put it on there.
Right.
Yeah. We don't really need those, I don't think.
Okay.
That's more like for Sun and Fun or Oshkosh, where you got row after row of airplanes sitting there.
Okay.
You know that stuff they put on the props.
I just thought I'd throw it out there.
But that other, all kinds of that other stuff. If you're going to do it, man, get the free stuff too.
Okay. Do we put it up to a vote on whether they'd want us to do the banner?
Do we have enough here to vote?
Is it under $40?
I don't see why
it's under $40. I don't see why we do $4.
Yeah, it's under. We don't need to do that then because of our bylaws.
We need it, I think.
Okay. It looks like this is now going to be our permanent home, and we're definitely going to be involved, as you can see, probably hand in hand with Civil Air Patrol. We just heard that there's a willingness to start an Eagles program. So it looks like our first baby steps here are really starting to maybe move us along.
And we're going to do a banner, and I don't know what it's going to look like. I suggest putting the website in there, too.
Well, the banner comes in, it just says, just join the EAA or something like that. It's just got the big emblem of the EAA with a circle around it. And maybe an airplane flying into it, I think. It's standing. Crashing into it.
It's a standing band.
It's a standing band.
You have to have a pointed
band. I shut my
mouth. Yeah, that's all right. We're not real disciplined here. You don't have to be crazy, but it sure has helped us along with this group.
You can't get that. I know somebody can get it. If you want a special manner within less than a week.
Well, it'd be nice. We've always wanted one that has chapter 1167 on it.
Well, I have a Dacron banner for 10x10 that hasn't had anything printed on it. So we could possibly take that and have a special one laid on that. As long as you do as good a job as you did on the Minimax. We'll let you do that. So are we pretty much in...
Yep.
Okay. We're straightening out on the Conway fly-in, you think?
And we can move forward. Anybody to be willing to volunteer and help
in any way, shape, or form in this, we really need it.
I need to schedule, but I'll be here all day.
Okay.
Yeah, so will I. How many vests did you get?
We bought four new ones that are the ones that are ventilated. We found that the plastic ones that existed from years ago in a bucket up at the Green Seat. So we probably have 8 or 10, I would imagine. So anybody that cared, it isn't going to hurt. In our meeting we had last time over the fly-in here, being visible to one another is a big key.
How many people have golf carts?
There's supposed to be a couple of them coming in. The one guy requested maybe a light, little beacon light on top or something, but I don't know that that's necessary. Technically, a vehicle on a field by the FAA requires some kind of marking, but state time, and it's a flying event. But they do want to, they are going to have a couple, I know, from the tenants down here.
I mean a golf cart for, let's say, us.
Yeah, the ones that can't walk anymore might need a ride.
Well, after walking back and forth about 10 times.
Yeah. Mine's not running right now. I need batteries for mine.
That's why I got a gas.
You got gas? Please take it back. No, that's fine. That would be fine. They said no problem on it. I'm sure they don't want half a dozen of them running around here. But for our own group and that, and even if you see an old person, an old timer out here or something that's really having some difficulty getting around, we can give them a ride. The Civil Air Patrol is going to be in charge of all the parking back here. They were already being instructed by the county, the overflow parking, and things of that nature they're putting in place. And so they'll be in charge of the parking. You're also supposed to have a sheriff down here at the end where T-Bones with 378, try to avoid accidents down there. So that's in the works, too.
What about static displays? Are they going
to... They would love to have static displays. I was requested to bring mine out here again, but mine's on the spit. Mine's getting starting to be covered tomorrow, and it won't be ready. I can't even have a few slides on gear by then. But so we need some static displays. Even if I might be able to make a trip out there, if you wouldn't have a problem in the pits. Or something being on static display on a trailer or something. Rather have P-51 here.
No,
I didn't think it was. Don't look at me that thing for it. So, any ideas for static? Yours is transportable?
Yes, mine. The fuselage will be transportable. It's only got one wing right now, but. I can bring a fuselage.
Maybe you might, if things work for you, you might be able to fly the Minimax in?
It's possible.
Okay. And anybody you guys know up around Southport, that area?
Probably nothing in contact up there knows about it.
Okay. Because the comment has been made by them that they're advertising we're going to probably have some experimentals coming in. They're really hopeful that the people that are followers of our barbecue fly-in will get word of it, and maybe they'll be inundated with all of those people also. I'd like to see this thing be a blowout, really. It could really be fun.
What is that ultralight thing that you were part of at one time, tanks and...
Oh, ASC. Well, Swamp Fox Flyer, we had one of the gentlemen here, David, was a member of Swamp Fox Flyers, and I invited Chad and him.
Is there a way of contacting us to let people put in the red? Well, Gator, Wes, and several other, there's a new track in somewhere around Dunn there. They're going to all get together and come this way. Supposedly, where they come in, they're coming. Do you know Frankie? Comes from North Carolina. He's come to our flying several times, powered parachutes. They flew in one time.
There's five of them fly together, isn't
it? Probably that same group.
You know, they came together last time. They all came together.
All I know is one of them's name is Frankie. He usually calls me. I don't have a number for him or anything. But they,
Mike, that has the air creation, Mike come back to the last flying. He's had contact with Gator and says they're coming.
Okay.
Mike's going to get up with them at Green Sea, I think. I know he's going to put together Loris and get up with them and come this way.
I think all of Carolina Flyers is already aware of it. I'm on that group also, and that's already traveling all up to North Carolina. Jackie Reynolds, I think, he's already got it out there. Get this word out to all the Carolina Flyers. So if the weather's good, this really has potential. I guess we need to get off of that flying, don't we?
Yes, we got another big one coming up too.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we have a breakfast club we're responsible for this year, or we're going to continue to assume responsibility for it. And that's coming up May 15th, and we're doing that at Green Sea, and we're hosting it. And so we need to get food. Did we just follow with what we had before as far as quantity of foods and stuff like that? It's worked for us.
Is it the 15th or the 14th?
15th. Sunday morning.
Sunday. Is that right?
That's right.
Yeah, that's why I'm on it. Okay. Yep, I need to correct this.
Well, we've done this so many times. We've been blessed with 40-mile-an-hour crosswinds, and we had so much food we couldn't eat it all. And but we still have to do it. We've also had some good ones. So I think we've done it enough. We've got a pretty pure plan for what we need to get. The biggest thing is showing up there early in the morning, whipping the place into shape, and having food ready. Do you think we need a special meeting for it?
No.
Okay.
Not because we haven't done it so many.
It's old business, so to speak.
Yeah, but we just need to make sure we get the date right.
15th, damn it.
Yeah. Okay, flog me.
On Sunday, we should get that.
Yeah.
Okay. It'd really be cool to have nice weather this year. So if anybody have you have connections upstairs, please use them.
Yeah, we should need some help out there on the 14th. Clean it up, mowing some grass. There's always lots of grass to mow.
It wouldn't hurt to come the week before. So the grass is not laying there.
Dead.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So anybody that can.
What's the date?
Of?
Saturday is the 7th. Yeah.
So we want to call Saturday. We want to call that a cleanup day for it then on Saturday 7th.
Actually, we need to do that.
All right. Anybody that can.
Because that's a lot of grass out there, too. And, our tow behind mowers are all broken, so one person can't cut a lot of grass, but we do have three individual mowers. Actually, four individuals. We need a person on every one of them to run it. Tow behind
before. And I guess Bud's tow behind is unusable. I'm not usable anymore, too.
Yeah, I don't think it's in service.
Yeah,
it's covered up.
So. Now, then, where's the fuel money coming from for all the lawnmowers?
This week it's come out of Larry's pocket.
Thank you, Larry.
I conveniently, for some reason, left my wallet in the RV.
That was a good reason. That was a good reason. So there's another thing. We don't have our little house fund.
I forgot. You told me to bring it. I forgot all about it.
I just considered it a source.
There we go.
Yeah, he was a charge up. So I guess we're. Yeah.
We got my tractor. There's more behind it. I've got my Whisper. Sounds like a John Deere. For Larry. Could be like a John Deere, so I have a smaller lawnmower. And Chester has a lawnmower. All those lawnmowers run.
Yes, for Bill, we have a push mower.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, your generosity. Yeah, you didn't want to hear me. Good looks.
He's a green guy, so I'm going to.
Yeah.
I'll bring one up. I'll bring Frankenstein.
I'll try to get them around up the creek next week sometime.
So if we can get some help on the 7th or the 14th. Great.
All right. I will send out another email, I think, after we do this, trying to reiterate some of this stuff that the people haven't showed. See if we can. Where are we going to find some young Eagles or some Eagle Scouts that like to help? And I guess, next weekend, 23rd. Wings and Wheels at Walterboro. Anybody wants to go down there and make it? They're talking about maybe 100 or more custom auto cars, and weather-dependent for aircraft, stuff like that. That's coming up. Of course, this weekend is Wilmington. Today's probably going to be a bus for them, but tomorrow is supposed to be pretty good. I think Warbirds and everything up there. What else we have here? We got a banner taken care of, and we've killed a lot of time. Have we done it under an hour today? Anything we've missed? I guess not. Anybody out there have any recommendations?
I'll be a little early to mention it, but if we're going to do flying next year, we can try to do it here. Plans to see what we can work up to have it here because we have.
It's already been requested if we would.
We don't have anything to put it on here. We don't have any way to cook here and
right.
Prepare the food and stuff like that.
Well, it would have to be portable.
Yes, we got to start working on that.
They really, Mike Marlowe and a couple others that are involved with the county. Really have, both meetings I've been to have looked at me and requested that, or wanted to know if we were going to bring our barbecue flying event here. They really have been impressed with it. After last year, that got to be a pretty big stink over the, over the mud and everything else that happened out there. And then the year before that, I remember people that needed fuel, and we had none. And then there's been some people that I talked to weren't happy about the bathroom situation. But anyway, other than that, we have this here, and we're welcomed here, and they want the barbecue flying here. So I'm sure I can talk to Gene, see if he wants to stay on board with us on that. I certainly hope so. I don't think he can beat his barbecue or the other food that he puts together. But I guess that's something we need to explore, too. And we were talking before about maybe changing the date, weren't we? But do we know what other fly-ins are around that time?
Changing the date of what?
Of the barbecue fly-in to a little bit better time of year where maybe where it's, November's getting pretty cool at times. Sometimes we're blessed with nice weather.
I don't remember that subject coming up, but it is a subject we probably ought to discuss. I think it's a little bit late. But then now, Georgetown used to have theirs in December, and they combined with us, and that's why Gene Baker and John Matthews has been doing the food. Okay, that's their part of this. Two fly-ins that are meshed together.
Also, I think that probably interferes with
them. Well, that's what I'm saying is to find out if they're somewhere in there. I think due to our economy situation, you're going to see more people, including myself, going to events that are staged closer instead of further away. So even some of the further away fly-ins may not be relevant to ours.
the reason that date is chosen is because of other fly-ins.
So that's pretty much it?
No, that was the reason it was chosen originally. Things change, and it's been that way for a long time. So dates could have changed at other places.
And our biggest ones is what, Bergall, and are they around that time? And you got the one up there?
I actually never got into it. Shirley does. Shirley did most of that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Shirley usually kept up the ball.
Last year, there was only one other fly-in on that day, and it was in North Carolina, because some of the guys left at around 1 o'clock or noontime. To go there. But they said they wanted to come to ours because we had good value. They'll be back. Yes, I hope we got him.
I'm going to go grovel at his feet. Let's see if we can. Again.
We will pay.
Again, us meeting here now. All this is free, gratis on part of the county. This is for our use. Down the road a ways, the new business is coming in here. It's going to take over half of this building. And eventually, as they grow, they'll take over the remainder of the building. But being that we only meet once a month, this could be 3, 4, 5 years down the road. And as Wayne just said, a lot of things change. We've seen businesses come and go in here as it is. Hopefully they won't have to go. I'd like to see them prosper, especially in aviation. I'm hoping to spend the remainder of my life fooling with aviation. I'm tired of heavy equipment. So, anyway, I guess that's about it, you guys.
Anybody up here?
Okay. I have a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Sorry,
motion. Okay. Both simultaneously.